the headlines this hour. Kabul slams the killing of six Afghan soldiers by German troops. In Germany, protesters call for troop withdrawal. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad warns Israel against launching a new war on the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And also this hour, Thailand warns tens of thousands of anti-government protesters to leave Bangkok's tourist heartland or face arrest.
It is 11 p.m. in Baghdad, Iraq, and half past midnight here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us. Afghanistan's defense ministry has strongly condemned the killing of six Afghan soldiers by German troops. In a statement, Afghan officials have called for a probe into the friendly fire incident in the Kunduz province. This is opposition continues to grow among the German public against German troop presence in the war-torn country.
The German military has confirmed the report. It says the incident happened when a German armored personnel carrier was sent to reinforce troops engaged in a fierce battle with Taliban fighters near the city of Kunduz. The fighting had started with a Taliban ambush hours earlier in which three troops had been killed. German troops opened fire at a civilian car as it approached their patrol, killing the five Afghan soldiers inside. However, Afghan officials dispute the toll and say six soldiers were killed. Afghanistan's defense ministry has strongly condemned the attack.
ISAF troops from Germany fired on them, and because of that, six of our soldiers have been martyred. The defense ministry has already expressed their condolences to the families of the victims. We have condemned this incident and it's under investigation.
After reports of the incident emerged, hundreds of peace activists held a rally to protest the presence of German troops in Afghanistan and their involvement in the unpopular US-led occupation of the country.
Germany has no right to be in Afghanistan. This is not a war against terror, but a war against a civilian population. And it brings this terror back.
The incident comes only a few months after the German military ordered an airstrike in the same province that killed scores of Afghan civilians. The attack created outrage among the German public and opposition parties. The country's Chancellor Angela Merkel and her government's mishandling of the event forced the German parliament to set up a special committee to investigate the raid. Based on German constitution, the military is not allowed to partake in offensive operations. In fact, German troops are not legally mandated to launch attacks or initiate armed engagements at any time.
The U.S. expressions of deep concern over Karzai's recent fraud accusations have prompted Karzai to telephone U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to cool things down. Faiz Khurshid tells us more.
During a visit to the Election Commission office on Thursday, the Afghan president accused foreign officials in Kabul of engineering widespread fraud in last year's presidential election. In his controversial speech, Mr. Karzai admitted there had been fraud in last August's elections, singling out Peter Galbraith, the former deputy head of the UN mission, and the EU mission head, Philip Morland, for blame.
With no doubt, there had been massive fraud in the presidential election, but the fraud was by the foreigners.
Mr. Galbraith dismissed Mr. Karzai's statement, saying the suggestion that the UN would organize electoral fraud was absurd. He blamed the president and some electoral officials for the fraud. President Karzai also accused foreigners of trying to weaken his authority.
I'm insulted every day as the president of this country. The New York Times and other Western media describe me as a corrupt leader, although they know I'm not.
The White House officials described the accusations made by Karzai as preposterous and genuinely troubling. But on Friday, Mr. Karzai telephoned Washington to allay concerns about his speech, telling Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Afghans were grateful for the international community's help. And Hillary Clinton told Afghan president he should move forward instead of living in the past. Hamid Karzai's tone became harsh right after the parliament rejected his decree giving him the power to appoint all five members of the Electoral Complaints Commission. The commission led by foreign observers threw out more than 1 million votes cast for Hamid Karzai in last year's presidential election. And now Karzai wants to take the full control of the election process. But the opposition groups, as well as the US, are strongly opposed to this. Hamid Karzai's critical comments also followed his recent face-to-face talks with the US President Obama here in Kabul, during which allowing Mr. Obama urged his Afghan counterpart to tackle corruption and other issues. President Karzai has made a strong comments on the role of foreigners in his country in the past too, but this time it seems he has gone a little too far, and privately Americans here say that Karzai is not a reliable partner anymore, although during their phone conversation, Karzai and Hillary Clinton promised to work together. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.
We're getting news here at Press TV that at least two explosions have been heard in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. For more on that news, we're now joined on the phone by our correspondent, Wissam Al-Bayati, who is on the ground in Baghdad. Wissam, over to you for an update.
Yes, Waqar. Two explosions took place inside the green zone, and actually they were massive. In addition to, according to the eyewitnesses, they said that two missiles landed inside the green zone, caused massive explosions, and the eyewitnesses have noted and see the smoke were going up from inside the green zone. So far, there are no further information about the incident, and according to the security officials, they said that the number of the casualties is still unknown.
All right, Wissam, thank you for that update. We will, of course, keep a close eye on that. That was Wissam Al-Bayati's Press TV's correspondent joining us there on the ground in Baghdad.
Well, Iraqi security officials say gunmen have killed 25 people in a village south of the capital, Baghdad. The dead include five women. Police say the gunmen were dressed in Iraqi army uniforms. They stormed three houses in the village of Sufia. The victims were handcuffed and shot in the head. They are said to be from families linked to the Shahwa movement. The movement joined Iraqi forces' fight against al-Qaeda and its supporters in 2006. Police say 17 people have been arrested in connection with the massacre.
The supporters of Iraq's Sadr movement have ended a two-day referendum over who should be the country's next prime minister. The voting, which has no legal authority, comes after the Sadr movement's strong showing in last month's election gave it kingmaker status. The voters cast their ballots to choose out of five candidates. Incumbent Premier Nouri al-Maliki and former Prime Minister Iyad Allawi are among the candidates. A spokesman for the Sadr movement says the turnout has been high. He says the results will be released in the coming days. Allawi's Iraqiya alliance narrowly won in the March parliamentary elections, but failed to gain the sort of majority required to form a government.
Iran's president has warned against any new wars in the Middle East. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Israel and its allies will pay a heavy price if Tel Aviv launches another offensive on the Gaza Strip.
Iran's president has warned Israel and its Western supporters against making another mistake in the Middle East.
I want to warn Israel and its supporters that enough is enough. No more crimes. Your record is already full of too many stains. Do not commit any more crimes. A new adventure will not salvage you, but it will put an end to you.
Israel's war on Gaza at the turn of last year claimed 1,400 mostly civilian Palestinians' lives and destroyed thousands of homes in the enclave under Israel's siege since 2007. On Friday, an Israeli official said another large-scale military operation would be launched in the near future against the territory. Ahmadinejad says the mistakes made in Iraq and Afghanistan wars should not be repeated. He says the slogan of war against terror by the United States has only been a pretext to justify its military presence in the region. He says the U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan did little other than serve to multiply terrorists and drug traffickers and make the Middle East more insecure. Iran's president lashed out at the nuclear-armed states who voiced concern about the Islamic Republic's nuclear activities. He said those who claim they oppose the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction should disarm first.
If one single nuclear weapon, which you baselessly claim Iran is making, is this dangerous, how dangerous are thousands of weapons that you possess? Who should be held responsible? Who should face sanctions? Who should be punished? If we are the accused, your crime is already proven.
Ahmadinejad, who was speaking at the inauguration of the Middle East's largest iron ore pellet plant, said the West's threats of sanctions will never stop Iran's progress.
Well, Iran's intelligence agents rescued an Iranian diplomat from his captors in Pakistan last week. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Hishmatullah Atarzadeh says he believes the United States was behind his abduction in 2008.
I was captured in November 13, 2008, on my way to my office, Consulate General in Peshawar. As you know, the political immunity is the duty of any country. This is the Pakistan accepted me as a diplomat. Pakistan should support me in any case. But this incident took place ruled by Mossad or CIA or definitely by America. This brought all problem since last few years. Problem in this region, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq, all problem made by United States. Definitely, this problem, America is behind of this incident.
While you're watching World News here on Press TV, time for a quick reminder of the headlines this hour. Kabul slams the killing of six Afghan soldiers by German troops. In Germany, protesters call for troop withdrawal. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad warns Israel against launching a new war on the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And Thailand warns tens of thousands of anti-government protesters to leave Bangkok's tourist heartland or face arrest.